The weather worsened steadily as the first Quidditch match drew nearer. Undaunted, the Gryffindor team was training harder than ever under the eye of Madame Hooch. Then, at their final training session before Saturday's match, Oliver Wood gave his team some unwelcome news. "We're not playing Slytherin," he told them, looking very angry. "Flint's just been to see me. We're playing Hufflepuff instead." "Why?" chorused the rest of the team. "Flint's excuse is that their seeker's arm's still injured," said Wood, grinding his teeth furiously. "But it's obvious why they're doing it. Don't want to play in this weather. Think it'll damage their chances." There had been strong winds and heavy rain all day, and as Wood spoke, they heard a distant rumble of thunder. "There's nothing wrong with Malfoy's arm," said Harry furiously. "He's faking it." "I know that, but we can't prove it," said Wood bitterly. "And we've been practicing all those moves, assuming we're playing Slytherin, and instead it's Hufflepuff. And their style's quite different. They've got a new captain and seeker, Cedric Diggory." Angelina, Alicia, and Katie suddenly giggled. "What?" said Wood, frowning at this light-hearted behaviour. "He's that tall, good-looking one, isn't he?" said Angelina. "Strong and silent," said Katie, and they started to giggle again. "He's only silent because he's too thick to string two words together," said Fred impatiently. "I don't know why you're worried, Oliver. Hufflepuff is a pushover. Last time we played them, Harry caught the snitch in about 5 minutes, remember?" "We were playing in completely different conditions," Wood shouted, his eyes bulging slightly. "Diggory's put a very strong side together. He's an excellent seeker. I was afraid you'd take it like this. We mustn't relax. We must keep our focus. Slytherin is trying to wrong-foot us. We must win." "Oliver, calm down," said Fred, looking slightly alarmed. "We're taking Hufflepuff very seriously. Seriously."